Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Gretchen Gilmore.
So fine. So fine, blow my mind, ooh.
Gretchen, she was beautiful.
So fine, blow my mind.
When I was in sixth grade or so, I was taking swimming lessons. And I had some friends that used to swim in my class. One girl's name was Gretchen. She was beautiful, and she was a real good swimmer. And we would get in the pool, and we'd be racing. And this girl was just outstanding. Gretchen, she was beautiful.
Gretchen Gilmore.
Gretchen, she was beautiful. She swam and she floated so good, she could just cruise across the water. She didn't even have to swim hard. And she didn't have to kick her feet hard. She just cruised as we raced across the pool. And we started off learning the different strokes, and we were always racing. But Gretchen always won.
Gretchen Gilmore.
Gretchen, she was beautiful.
And then Gretchen Gilmore was the one who taught me to dance. And we grew up together. Even though we went to different high schools, we were close. Because her mother and my mother were like best friends forever. So I always saw Gretchen at my house. And we always hung out in the streets. Because she took a long time to get married. She was beautiful, so she was picky as hell. Gretchen Gilmore.
Gretchen, she was beautiful.
So that's all I know about Gretchen. So I'm sure she got married to somebody that got big money, because she was worth it. She was a big money girl, so she's somewhere making big money, because she was fine as the day is long. And she could dance, and she could swim. She was a very talented girl. I don't know if she could cook, so, but her mama could cook, so I'm hoping maybe she got some cooking.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. Talk radio show. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so everybody can listen to what I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody. Everybody, welcome to Gregory Stories Talk Radio Show. All right, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting the Talk Radio Show. And if you have comments or questions you want to ask, all you got to do is call in to the radio station at 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we can talk about whatever you want to talk about. But today, we're talking about the Final Four. And we're getting ready for the championship game tonight between Kansas and North Carolina. The University of North Carolina are playing tonight at 6 o'clock p.m. West Coast time, 9 o'clock p.m. East Coast time. And we're going to go through the progression on the road to the Final Four. So, let's start off with Villanova. Villanova, what region was Villanova in? DJ Papa D, what region was Villanova in?
Villanova is in the South.
Okay, it was in the South region. They played representing the South. And the first game they played out of the 64 teams, what were they ranked in the South region?
Villanova's ranked number two in the South. And the first team they played was who?
Who was the first team?
First team they played was Delaware, and Villanova ranked number 15.
All right. So number two played number 15. And, of course, Villanova won that game. What was the score of the game?
The score of that game was 80-60.
80-60. They beat them by 20 points. It was a blowout. It wasn't even close, people. So Villanova moved on to round two of the NCAA tournament, road to the Final Four. And the second team they played in the South region, who was it?
Villanova then went on to play Ohio State.
Ohio State was ranked number seven. Ohio State was ranked number seven in the South. And what was the score of that game?
Villanova beat Ohio State 71-61.
All right. They beat them by 10. Again, it was a blowout. Villanova's proven to be an outstanding opponent. And they're beating everybody by 10 and by 20 points. So now they go to round three. And who are they playing in round three?
In round three, they're playing Michigan, who is ranked number 11. And Villanova beat Michigan 63-55.
They beat them by 8 points. Oh, man, Villanova's just beating these teams. They're not even coming close. They're beating them just bad. And they're moving on to the road to the Final Four. Okay, now they're going to the Elite Eight. And who are they playing in the Elite Eight?
In the Elite Eight, Villanova, who was ranked number two, beat Houston, who was ranked number five. and the score is 50-44.
50-44. They beat them by six. It's getting closer because the teams are getting a little better, and they're playing better basketball as the teams are getting closer to the Final Four. Now that's the Elite Eight. So now they win the game, and they go to the Final Four, which means they're going to play heads up with Kansas. All right. Well, the Final Four, we'll get back to that game in a minute. So let's go to what region Kansas was representing.
Kansas is in the Midwest bracket.
All right. Kansas is in the Midwest. And the first game Kansas played was against who?
Kansas beat Creighton, number one ranked Kansas beat number nine ranked Creighton, 79-72.
All right, 79-72. Team ranked number one, Kansas, beat team number eight, Creighton?
Number nine.
That what you
Creighton,
number
ranked number nine.
Beat number nine. Creighton was number nine, and Kansas beat them. What was the score of that game? 55-60?
Kansas beat Creighton 79-72.
79-72. They beat them by 7 points. Okay. And Kansas moves on to the round two. And who are they playing in round two?
In the Sweet 16, Kansas, who was ranked number one, beat Providence, who was ranked number four. And the score was 66-61.
Ooh, 64-61. The games are getting closer. The teams are getting better. But Kansas is still rolling on. They win by 3 points, and they move on. And now they're playing in the Elite Eight. And who are they playing? They're ranked number one, and they're playing the number what team?
Kansas went on to beat Miami, Florida. Number 10 ranked Miami, Florida, 76-50.
76-50. Oh, man, Kansas just blew Miami out. And that was an upset because Miami was supposed to be a pretty good basketball team. But Kansas just rolled right over them. Okay, so now Kansas is playing in the Sweet, in the Final Four. So that's where we are. We got Kansas playing Villanova in the Final Four. All right, well, let's take a commercial break, and we'll come back for the other two teams that are playing in the Final Four. And we'll be back for more of the show, The Road to the Final Four, The Road to the Championship, National Championship. That's what we're talking about. This is The Road to the National Championship. All right, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of The Road to the Final Four in a minute. I'm looking down from the hill. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down from the hill. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the strip. I'm looking down on the strip in Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the strip. I'm looking down on the strip in Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on the lake in Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down off of Henderson. I'm looking down on the lake in Henderson. I'm looking down off of Henderson. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down on Summerlin. And their lights looking bright on Summerlin. I'm looking down on Summerlin. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. I'm looking at Red Rock. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. The lights are beautiful. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. I'm looking down from the hill. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down on the speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down to the speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the Vegas Valley. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down on the Henderson City. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on Boulder Station. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on Red Rock. And the lights on Red Rock, they're glowing so fine. I'm looking down on Red Rock. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down from my mansion on the hill. That's right. I'm looking down over Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down from my kingdom on the hill. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on the strip. I'm looking down off of Henderson. I'm looking down on Summerlin. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down on the Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on Boulder Station. I'm looking down from my mansion on the hill. I'm looking down from my kingdom on the hill. The lights are beautiful. They look real good.
I'm G Money, the pimp camp. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me?
my comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worthing pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories Talk Radio Show. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody. That's right. Welcome, everybody, to Gregory Stories. And I'm G Money,
and talk radio. Okay, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting talk radio. And today we're doing the road to the Final Four. We're doing the road which got the final four teams to the Final Four for them to play in the national championship game tonight. So I want to go to the team representing the East. I think that will be Duke. Is Duke representing the East?
North Carolina is representing the East.
Oh, well, we want to do Duke first. Let's do Duke representing the West then. Let's do Duke and see how they got to represent the West in the road to the Final Four. So the first game Duke played out of the gate, what was Duke ranked? And who was the first team they played representing the West, the Western region?
Okay, so number two ranked Duke beat number 15 ranked Cal State Fullerton 78-61.
All right. It looked like a blowout. 78-61. That means they beat them by 17 points. So Duke put a major whooping on Cal State University Fullerton. Okay. So that was round one, and Duke moved on. Who did they play in the second round of the road to the Final Four?
Duke moved on to play number seven ranked Michigan State, and Duke won that game 85-76.
85-76. Whoa, they beat them by... Nine points? Well, that's a good beating. It wasn't even close. They beat them by 9 points. And Duke is ranked what? What is Duke ranked? They're number four in the West?
Duke is ranked number two.
Duke is ranked number two in the West. Okay. And they just... Who did Duke just beat?
Who did they just beat?
Yeah, they beat
you mean
Cal
their
State
most recent game?
Yes.
In their most
they
recent
beat
game.
Fullerton, and who did they beat after they played Fullerton? That's what the second game
Michigan
of the
State.
Tournament. Michigan State.
Michigan State.
Okay. And what was the score of that game?
Duke beat Michigan State 85-76.
85-76. Oh, they beat them by nine. Okay. Well, the games are getting closer. Because the teams are getting better, but Duke keeps winning, and they move on. So now Duke is playing in the Sweet 16. And who are they playing in the Sweet 16? Is that when they play the underdog St. Peter's University?
Well, their next game is against Texas Tech, and Duke, number three ranked Texas Tech, and Duke beat Texas Tech 78-73.
Whoa, 78-73. That's a 5-point win. Oh, Texas Tech was close. They closed in, and they played good ball, but they lost by 5 points to Duke. And so Duke goes to play in the Elite Eight, and they play St. Peter's, which was an underdog team, but it was supposed to be the upset team. They have been upsetting teams on their road to the Final Four, and they played Duke. And what was the score of the game when they lost?
Well,
to Duke?
After Duke beat Texas Tech, they went on to play number 4 ranked Arkansas in the Elite Eight. And they beat number 4 ranked Arkansas 78 to 69.
Okay. That
they beat Arkansas
78 to 69. Oh, man, they beat them by 9 points. They had a good offensive day that day. Duke scored a lot of points against that team. So they're rolling, and now they get down to when they're playing in the Elite Eight, and that's when they play St. Peter's University, and they played St. Peter's, a small college from New Jersey, the first time they ever made it to the NCAA tournament, and it was the first time that they had won 3 games in a row to make it to the Elite Eight. And they played Duke in the Elite Eight. And what was the score of that game where St. Peter's lost the upset to Duke in the Elite Eight?
Duke beat Arkansas in the Elite Eight 78-69. Duke doesn't play St. Peter's. St. Peter's is in a completely different bracket. They're in the East bracket. So when Duke beat Arkansas in the Elite Eight, they moved up to the Final Four to play North Carolina.
Oh, okay. I'm ahead of myself. St. Peter's played University of North Carolina. So... okay, Duke has made it to the Final Four. So now let's go back to the beginning and find out where North Carolina started its journey to the Final Four. So who did they play first round in the road to the Final Four?
A number 8 ranked North Carolina beat number 9 ranked Marquette 95-63 in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
95-63, they beat them good. Oh, they beat them by about 28 points. Oh, man, they put a beating on Marquette. It was like Marquette shouldn't even have made it to the tournament if they couldn't score enough to keep up with the teams they're playing against. All right, so Marquette falls to University of North Carolina, and then North Carolina continues on the road to the Final Four, and it plays in the 32, and who do they play in the 32? Who does North Carolina play next on the road?
North Carolina beat Baylor 93-56. In the second round.
98-56? 98-56 in the second round? Oh, my God. North Carolina put a serious whooping on Baylor, and Baylor was supposed to be ranked number one.
93-86.
Oh, okay. That's a little better. Because I'm saying North Carolina was ranked. What was North Carolina ranked? They weren't number one.
North Carolina.
Baylor was number
ranked
one.
Number eight.
North Carolina was ranked number eight, and they beat Baylor, who was ranked number one. And they upset Baylor and took them out of the tournament. And then North Carolina moved on. And who did they play when they moved on?
In the Sweet 16.
Sweet 16. Okay. And who did they play in the Sweet 16?
In the Sweet 16, North Carolina beat UCLA, number four, ranked UCLA, 73-66.
All right. And University of North Carolina is ranked what? When they beat number four, UCLA?
They're ranked number eight.
Number eight. Ooh, they upset UCLA by beating UCLA. Now, North Carolina's upset number one, Baylor, and then they turned around and upset number four, UCLA, and they're moving forward to the Final Four. And the next team they play is the team that was the underdog to make the tournament. Most people didn't think they would go far in the tournament, but they won their first round. And then they won their second round, and then they won their third round, and then they were heads up with University of North Carolina, who just upset two powerhouse colleges, and now they're playing St. Peter's University, a small college out of New Jersey. And they're playing against the University of North Carolina. Okay. And St. Peter's is ranked, are they ranked 13th or 14th in the region?
15th.
They're 15th in the region. And they're in the, what region are we in? They're in the
East.
They're in the East. Okay. St. Peter's University is ranked 15th, and they beat two outstanding basketball colleges to move on to the Elite Eight, where they're playing University of North Carolina, who's ranked number eight in the road to the Final Four. And North Carolina beats St. Peter's University. And what's the score of that game?
North Carolina beat St. Peter's 69-49.
69,
and the University
49.
Of North Carolina moves up to the Final Four.
All right. They beat them 69-49. They put a beating on St. Peter's University, but we can understand that St. Peter's was playing way out of their league way out of their competition. That was the first time they had gone to the NCAA tournament, and they upset three teams to get down to the Elite Eight, where they played University of North Carolina, and North Carolina moves on to the Final Four, where we have Villanova playing Kansas, and then Duke playing North Carolina. And we'll be back for more. We're going to take another commercial break, and we'll be back to talk about the Final Four championship games, where they'll send the winner to the NBA, to the NCAA championship game. All right. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute on the road to the Final Four.
Like I said, G money, like I said, he's so pretty, he can kiss himself. G money, like I said, he's so pretty, he can kiss himself. G money, G money, you gotta love it. Oh, big booty girls run the world. That's what you say. G money, like I say. Big booty girls run the world. That's what you say. G money, like I say. Big booty girls run the world. You gotta love it, G money, that's right, feel crazy, playboy's pretty, like I say, you gotta love it, G money, that's right, feel crazy, playboy's pretty, like I say, that's G money, he's pimp crazy, playboy silly, you gotta love it, like I say, I'm doing a beat, since the day I was born, G money, I'm a comedian from L.A., I work from Diego to the Bay. G money.
I'm G Money, the pimp county. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Like I say, G money. Like I say,
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents...
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners wealth building situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money's radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin. For your net worth and pleasure, the more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to gregory@bigmouthgvg@juno.com. That's bigmouthgvg@juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories, a talk radio show. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome, everybody, to Talk Radio. Now, I'm G Money, and we're going to talk about the Final Four, four teams that made it to the Final Four, the team representing the South. Villanova University representing the South, and Kansas representing the Midwest. And they're playing, they played Sunday night, and Kansas beat Villanova. What was the score to that game, DJ? I think it was 81-77, if I'm not mistaken. Kansas beat Villanova by four.
Right. 81-65.
Okay. 81-65?
Right.
81-65? I thought it was closer than that. Okay. 81-65. So Kansas put a whooping on Villanova to earn their right to the national championship game. Tonight at 6 o'clock West Coast time and 9 o'clock East Coast time, Kansas will be representing the Midwest for the national championship, and they will be playing against the winner of the West versus the Eastern region. The Western region is University of North Carolina, and the winner, Eastern region, is Duke University. Now, Duke played University of North Carolina yesterday, and they lost. It was their coach, Mike Krzyzewski's last game as he retired from his coaching job at Duke University. He coached for 45 years, and yesterday was his last game that he went out a loser. But he was very happy that his team played well, but they were overpowered and outplayed by a team from the West. And the University of North Carolina defeated them. And what was the score of that game, DJ?
North Carolina beat Duke 81-77.
Oh, okay. That's the one I saw. Okay. So Duke lost to the University of North Carolina 81-77. They lost by 4 points. It was a good game. It was a battle all the way down to the end. They had 17 lead changes in that game. We didn't know who was going to win. The battle was going on. They were going to the boards. They were shooting threes. They were dunking on people. Oh, it was an outstanding game. And Mike Krzyzewski was hollering and screaming from the side. And, oh, it was a beautiful game. And they played down to the last minute and 8 seconds left in the game. And North Carolina scored a foul. And they shot 2 free throws, which put them up by 3 points. And then they scored a 2-point jump shot, which put them up by 4 points, which led them to win the game as they ran the clock out, and North Carolina beat Duke University on Coach Mike Krzyzewski's last game as a coach of college basketball, 45 years, and he had to say, "That's all." He was disappointed that his team didn't win for him,
But he was very proud that his team made it that far for them to go to the Final Four. Now, tonight's championship game for the national title is by Kansas, who is the founder of the sport of basketball. They founded basketball at Kansas University back in the 40s. And now they're playing for the national championship for the seventh time. They're playing against the University of North Carolina, who won the national championship like four times. So it's going to be a battle for the best college basketball team in the nation as they play for the national championship. Tonight, it'll be the Northwest region versus the Western region playing tonight for the national championship. It'll be Kansas University playing the University of North Carolina, and they will be playing for the King of the Hill, the best basketball college in the nation for this year, 2022. So be alert and sit back and watch the game, because tonight's game is 6 o'clock West Coast time, 9 o'clock East Coast time. Will be a battle to see who's going to carry the national championship back to their university. Who's going to carry the national championship trophy back to their university? Is it going to be Kansas, or is it going to be the University of North Carolina? All right. Well, the game is set, and tonight we will see who will represent the best basketball team in the nation, the best basketball college in the nation. We'll play tonight, and we'll see who's going to win tonight's game to be the number one basketball team in the nation. Yes, all questions will be answered tonight with tonight's basketball game, ending all questions and leaving no doubt to who's the best basketball college in the country. So tonight, between Kansas University and the University of North Carolina playing tonight for the number one spot. So sit back and relax and watch this game, because all questions will be answered tonight. And a lot of these players tonight, next year, will be playing in the NBA. So watch your players tonight and see who has the talent to move on to the NBA. All right, DJ Papa D, let's play a song before we get out of here. And then we can come back and do the birthday wishes for our birthday on March 4th, 2022.
Kobe Bryant guarded by Radmanovic. Shashkin got the set of screen. Kobe around it. Hand on the shot clock. Kobe starts. What a performance by Kobe Bryant, establishing a new NBA record. No one before had made as many as a dozen three-point shots in a single contest. That is now the NBA record.
Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. The most dangerous snake, the most dangerous snake on the planet, on the planet. Kobe Bryant, the most dangerous player on the court.
on the court. NBA's best. He scores all the time. He scores from the three-point line.
Yeah.
He passed to Shaq, and Shaq passed to Dak. He scores from three.
Yeah.
It was always up to Kobe to come back and score, and he did with flair, and he did much more. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. The man that you feared did all he could do to make the Lakers the best in the West. The man that you feared was the best on the court. He could drive to the hole, and he could score. Kobe Bryant passed to Shaq, and Shaq dunked the ball, and he told all. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. He said, give it to me, and I'll pass it back. Give it to me, and I'll pass it back. And Kobe scored with a pack. Yes, Kobe scored with a pack. Kobe and Shaq, the unstoppable team, great together, and Kobe was mean. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, he would get the ball, and he would drive to the hole. He was unstoppable. He was unstoppable, and he could dunk. He dunked on Wade. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, great player that everybody feared. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, he won five championships just in the year. Most famous players, 8 years. Defensive player of the year, 7 years. The All-Star team for 18 years. In the NBA for 21 years. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, is the man that you know. We will miss you very much. Sorry you had to go. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, the Lakers All-Star guard. We'll miss you, Kobe. We'll miss you. God bless you. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm wishing Kobe's family the best.
Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story Talk Radio Show. Well, if you had comments to make during the radio show, the time is over. So you can come on my show tomorrow at 3 o'clock, and you can ask me any question that you want to talk about. After the championship game tonight, we will be talking about the championship game tomorrow on tomorrow's radio show. So you can call me at 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And I'd be happy to take your questions or answer your comments or whatever you want to share with the listening audience tomorrow about tonight's championship in NCAA tournament game. All right. Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. So before we go, I want to give a shout out to the fans and to the listeners that are fans, friends of mine that are following the radio show, and I want to acknowledge their birthdays. Today is March 4th, 2022, I think it is. So let's acknowledge the birthdays for today.
All right, here are the birthdays for April 4th, 2022. Helen Jones.
Yeah, right.
Helen Jones has a birthday. Happy birthday, Helen. Melissa King has a birthday. Danielle Davis has a birthday. Lynette Smith, who's a Zeta, has a birthday. Gigi Griffin Ernest has a birthday today. She looks like a Sigma Gamma Rho. Tony Wukerd has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Tony. Earl Allen Jr. has a birthday today. Earl is a Sigma. Keith Ramsey has a birthday today. Myron Johnson is 45 years old today. Kevin Roseborough is 48 years old. Sydney Vang has a birthday today. Human Canvas is 39 years old today. Tamitra Cole Davis is 48 today, and she's a Zeta. Sean Gillespie has a birthday today. Trina Holiday, happy birthday, Trina. Happy birthday, Danny Morales, who is 44 years old today. And last but not least, Smith St. Charles has a birthday today. Happy birthday to everyone for April 4th, 2022.
All right. Well, happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today, because today is your special day. Happy birthday to you. God loves you, and I love you, too. And I want to wish everybody happy birthday, all my fraternity brothers, Phi Beta Sigma, and all my sorority sisters, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, and all the other Greeks, male and female, in the Greek world. I'm wishing all of you well, and happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
and many more. Happy birthday, y'all. May you have God's grace blessing you, and may Jesus look your way and guide your path as you do what is expected of you to go into the kingdom of heaven. Make sure you are blessed and you are praised today, because today is your special day. Happy birthday to you. And may you have many, many, many more in your long days of life as you exist in this world, giving God all the praise and all the glory. And I'm out. I'll see you tomorrow for my show at 3 o'clock. And make sure you watch the game tonight, because it should be a good one. Kansas playing the University of North Carolina. And I won't say anything, but Jordan went to North Carolina. So I don't know what else to say, except they got ball players coming out of North Carolina. So we're going to see who's going to win this game tonight. That's for sure. All right, I'm out of here. So let's pray so we can get rid of this virus and get rid of the war in Russia between the Ukraine and the Russians, because we don't need anybody be killing anybody on this planet right now. We got to get rid of this virus and let everybody live in peace and harmony. So, DJ Papa D, let's pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district, so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway.
Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.